T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The one big sporting event that seems to be defying the global logic of the coronavirus is the Olympics. Now, they don't start technically until July, but there are so many different elements that go into the lead up. You've got Olympic trials, you've got training, you've got all of these national competitions to go out to see if you're going to be on the Olympic team that seem to be kind of disregarded by the folks in Tokyo. And to me, this seems like one of the easiest events, and I'm not saying easy, but one of the easiest events to postpone because it's a once every 4 years event. You cancel the NCAA tournament and you can't just play it again next year. I realize that some people are probably at their, you know, peak right now and losing a year of this. I'm not saying this to be insensitive, but I feel like if you only do the one event once every 4 years, just go, hey, sorry, we're going to do it in 2021 and give everybody plenty of time to do what they need to be safe, have their family. But for some reason, the IOC is so defiant on keeping it in July if they can.
Well, I was listening to Golic and Wingo, but specifically on the way in, mentioning, and I think I tend to agree with this, is that here we've canceled the NBA season, which is globally pretty big.
Postponed.
And then, postponed. We did cancel March Madness, but for us here in the United States, it's as big as any sporting event we have because it lasts so long. It can last over a month. Canceling or not just, I mean, when you cancel the Olympics, it isn't, if once every 4 years, it might be the biggest cancellation sporting event-wise, no question in the world, because everybody participates. There's thousands of athletes that are training and what they're going to do and how they get ready for it. They don't have any options. And now the IOC is telling these athletes to still prepare. How do you prepare if training centers are shut down? What do you do? How are you going to deal with it?
Can't get with coaches. You can't compete against the people on your own Olympic team to get prepared. I mean, the idea of travel and how difficult it can be just to get there, the logistics of all that, because if you're talking about a U.S. Olympic team training, there's people from all over the United States. Mm-hmm. You have people in different disciplines that need to get together for different elements, and it makes it so difficult to go through just the logistics of it. But if I'm part of the Olympic committee, you just go, hey, this is a huge revenue generator. We gave this bid to Tokyo so that they could bring in, all of the fans, all of the vendors, all of the athletes, and have this great event that becomes, essentially the conversation, the sports conversation of the summer. There's a void next summer. Just move it. Am I wrong?
I don't know if you're wrong on that, if there's a void, but I know that you have world championships you have to change. There's other schedules of different other national championships that these teams are going to have to be a part of because there's a lot of team sports, not just individuals. But what are we doing? I don't have the right answer, but from all I've heard is that this committee, the IOC, is the most tone-deaf committee when you consider about sports.
Yeah. Well, they're right up there with FIFA, right, FIFA, corruption goes. When you have a global governing body and you have so much money moving through that, they don't always look at the best interest out there. And I'm sure there's a million things to consider that we aren't thinking of. But to me, it just seems like you said, we've postponed the NBA season. We've canceled the NCAA tournament.
What's the right thing to do? Well, what is the right thing to do?
I mean, the
Olympic Committee said they're going to give it 4 more weeks of evaluation before they make that decision. What will happen in 4 weeks? Anybody? I mean, what's going to change? I don't have that answer.
We're going to have a vaccine? What are they hoping for?
Yeah. Or maybe they just hope that we're on the other side of that curve globally, where everything is trending down towards a direction where we're going the right place as a general population. But
if it's trending down to have a public gathering where you bring people
back
from
up
every country in the world.
But if they're not tone deaf, maybe they're thinking in a month it'll be better so we can look at it then.
And it's not just that tone deaf, because we've already seen this happen. Because remember when March Madness hit, who came out really quickly? Duke and Kansas, most powerful country. Or when you say you want to make a comparison, it'd be like one of the countries, so like the U.S. coming out and saying, we're not coming. That's really what it takes. And then everybody's jumping on. So if Australia and Canada have already said our athletes are not coming at all, you do that. I mean, are they a big enough brand to be able? No, not yet. They're not a big enough brand to jump on board. It's going to take one of these. Of course, it will take China doing it. It'll probably take Russia. It'll take
the U.S.
Of course, it'll take the U.S. But this is one of those things where we're going to look at it and go, it'll happen in a windfall real quick.
Yeah, the CEO of the U.S. Olympic Committee says that she will not demand a delay of the game. She came out, let me get her name. Sarah Hirschland is the CEO of the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee, and she told the Associated Press that my role is not to make demands of those making decisions, but to bring forward solutions. So she will not go out and make any demands on it. Like you said, Canada and Australia says that they do not see a path forward to have the games. Canada said they will not participate in the games if they take place in 2020.
Yeah.
But then you go, oh, Canada.
That's the thing is if 4 weeks change, we don't know where we're going to be in 4 weeks. Don't know.
Yeah.
None of us know. Maybe there were some CDC doctors, very intelligent people out there that can predict or put out some sort of thoughts of what's going to happen. But sports-wise, we could be done for 12 months. I've heard every extreme from a year. We're not going to have any sports to the fall to everything. I don't know what to believe. Well, no idea.
And just we talked about this. We had Jason Breaux join us. He's a friend of mine that works for University of Portland. This was right after the cancellation of the NCAA tournament.
Right.
And his point was the cancellation was the right decision because there's so many other things that take precedent right now. Mm-hmm. Trying to postpone that tournament was going to be a logistical nightmare. But because they have student athletes that in the winter and spring sports that they kind of need to take care of that are international or are, you know, just out of canceled classes, the mental health aspect of it, making a decisive decision is something that he said was the best thing that they could have done. And what the Olympic Committee is doing is they just keep pushing it out and out and out. And I realize July is a long way off, but the other thing that I think probably hits a little bit closer home to a lot of people that are listening is the economic impact that's going to be, you know, untold billions of dollars that are lost on depending on the industry. I mean, my brother works for Alaska Airlines. He's saying that they're expecting to lose, you know, somewhere in the $500 million range already. So who knows what's going to happen? But when you hold a sporting event that's supposed to be a global celebration, when so many people are affected, not just because they can't view sports, but economically, socially, we're going to be trying to get back into the normal routine of it. And I don't know if the Olympics is the event to put people back in a normal routine because it is an every 4 year event. I think you just move it and you can do it where you have the ability to really have the preparation that's required for the athletes, for the host country, for the people that are planning to go to visit. Would you go to the Olympics? Would you make plans to go to the Olympics in July if they were taking place? I don't know if I would.
I don't. Well, you were set to go, weren't you?
Well, we were supposed to go to Japan in April. Yeah. So, yeah, we're not. We are no longer making that trip. So, yeah, it's pretty disappointing. So,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.